Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Protesters fought with immigration agents and sheriff deputies for a second day south of Los Angeles yesterday.
This is a United States of America. It's supposed to be for everybody. No one's better. No one's superior.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families. That's all we're doing.
There was also a standoff in downtown Los Angeles. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Zach Boeto says the pushback against the arrests of migrants was furious.
We've seen protesters shooting fireworks, and these aren't safe and sane fireworks that they're shooting at these deputies. They're shooting M80s. They're shooting Roman candles, and the deputies were firing back.
In response to the unrest, President Trump has ordered 2,000 members of the California National Guard to deploy to the area. On his Truth Social site, Trump said, quote, "These radical left protests by instigators and often paid troublemakers will not be tolerated." Governor Gavin Newsom calls the deployment purposefully inflammatory. He says it will only escalate tensions. And Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said the city doesn't need the troops.
Regardless of what we are facing, we cannot tolerate violence. And I will tell you, the last thing the city needs is for there to be a federal takeover of our cities in regard to law enforcement.
There's been an attempted political assassination in South America. CBS's Lilia Luciano says it happened during a pre-presidential campaign event.
Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe Turbay was shot in the head in a neighborhood near Bogota. The senator who represents the conservative Centro Democrático Party was speaking at an event with a community of voters when a man approached and shot him. He is currently in critical condition in a hospital. The shooter was also shot by authorities and was taken to a hospital.
President Trump is now distancing himself from the decision to bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. from El Salvador, where he'd been mistakenly deported. More from CBS's Torian Small.
Trump telling NBC in a phone interview Saturday, Abrego Garcia's return, quote, wasn't my decision, adding, quote, the Department of Justice decided to do it in that way, and that's fine.
Abrego Garcia's been indicted on charges of migrant smuggling. He's in custody. 21-year-old Coco Gauff won the French Open in Paris yesterday.
You guys were cheering for me so hard. I don't know what I do to deserve so much love from the French crowd, but I appreciate you guys. So merci beaucoup.
Gauff is the first American to win the French Open since 2015. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, good boy. Oh, sure. Oh,
she needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hundreds of thousands of kittens are going to need some help soon.
It's kitten time, and it's all hands on deck for animal shelters. So many cats give birth at this time of year, which means 24-hour care and feeding of tiny little felines. Advocates say many of the 4,000 shelters in the nation don't have the resources for that. That means there's a need for foster homes, and the foster kitten parents need training and support. Hannah Shaw, known as a kitten lady on Instagram, says about 1.5 million kittens show up in shelters every year, mostly during May and June. Many shelters do help out the kitten foster parents with food, supplies, and medical costs. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Ian Stewart of Williston, North Dakota has been indicted on charges of threatening to kill former President Obama and for committing other crimes, allegedly, at a historic site. He's accused of breaking into the Fort Union Trading Post National Historic Site. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, some showers and storms around, increasing clouds, highs in the upper 60s, and a light south breeze. For tonight, showers ending, then skies turning mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. Another chance of showers and storms on Monday, highs near 70. It's 60 at our studios.
Look to your soul and open your mind. persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood. Crystal blue persuasion.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. You went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. When you
back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. He's coming after you. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Look out now.
My boyfriend's back.
When I can see him coming, so you better get a running.
WRJN.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. And if you will see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Another pleasant valley Sunday. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can finally cry all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
bye. through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control.
Cherish is a word that more than a blind. cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you what me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Down on
at my car. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump is deploying 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles because of 2 days of confrontations between protesters and federal immigration authorities. The demonstrators threw rocks and cement at Border Patrol vehicles, and agents shot tear gas, pepper balls, and flashbang explosives at them. Both California Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass criticized the move.
Los Angeles can handle things. We do not need to have federal intervention.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has also threatened to deploy Marines if the violence continues. This woman joined the protesters near a Home Depot in Paramount.
We're just here living, working. They stopped at Home Depot where they know that people are undocumented. So us as a community have came here to try to make peace so that they don't make families separate one another. And what did they do? They just started to attack us.
A presidential candidate and senator in Colombia is in critical condition after an assassination attempt at a campaign rally yesterday. The BBC's Jose Carlos Cueto is in Bogota.
We know that Mr. Miguel Uribe Turbay is in critical condition. We don't know how many attackers were involved. We know that one was arrested, and according to a police report, this arrested individual is a minor.
After the shooting, Colombia's president canceled a planned trip to France. Be aware of a scam demanding money from people who allegedly missed jury duty.
A caller claiming to be from the local police or sheriff's department demands payment or you'll be arrested for failing.